This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States is celebrating its birthday today. In Washington, D.C., President Trump has added his own stamp to the day's events. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
He says it'll be the show of a lifetime. Fighter jets overhead, Abrams tanks on display. The president himself will speak at the Lincoln Memorial in what the White House says will be a patriotic speech. But critics like Code Pink's Medea Benjamin say he's using the military as a political prop.
It is a misuse of taxpayers' money to use this for what seems like a campaign stop.
Asked if the president has to walk a fine line tonight and stay away from politics.
I don't know what that means. He's proud of his patriotism.
Top economic advisor Larry Kudlow says he is too, and invites Democrats into the patriotic tent. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Not everyone is anxious to celebrate with President Trump tonight. The anti-war group Code Pink inflated a blimp depicting Trump as an angry baby in a diaper, a common sight on Trump's visit to London. Others carried signs attacking him for bringing tanks to the National Mall, as Independence Day celebrations traditionally steer away from politics and shows of military power. Since Trump took office, critics, including Democratic lawmakers in Congress, have denounced the president for using the U.S. military and military venues as political props.
You step forward. You followed the law. You went through the process to immigrate into this great nation.
That's U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, who today attended the swearing-in for a new group of American citizens. Swearing-in ceremonies are a traditional way to celebrate the Independence Day holiday on July 4th. More on this and other stories at voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. There have been conflicting messages this week